Rave Radio. Hey everyone, it's Johnny with AV Insider, a show on Rave Radio Network, hosted by Rave Publications, sponsored by Ingram Micro. I am at the Beale Street Audio booth at Infocom in Orlando, Florida. It's very hot and gross. I'm not used to it on the West Coast, so yay me. But more importantly, like I said, I'm at the Beale Street booth in Orlando with Mark Chakowski. Hopefully I said that right, Mark.
Perfectly.
Tell me a little bit about Beale Street. And, you know, you guys are a speaker company, but how are you guys different than every other speaker company in the world, right?
Beale Street Audio, based in Memphis, and like you, I'm from California, so you're right, this weather does...
Not my favorite, yeah.
Yeah, the humidity kind of gets old. But back to Beale Street Audio, we are a new entity of a company that's been around for about 100 years.
Okay.
The company is called Fulmerco. They're based in Memphis, thus the Beale Street Audio name, which Beale Street is based. And we came out with our speakers because we all know there's a shortage of speakers in the world. Okay, obviously not, all right? But on the flip side, what we have done is that we've developed a technology called Sonic Vortex, and that is a immediate differentiator from literally anybody else in the industry. And here's what it does. It's based on ported transmission line design. And if people that are listening don't know what this is, ported transmission line is basically a long tube, a long port. And it forces the air through at a really high velocity, which gives you a tremendous amount of bass out of a small port. And it's usually, you know, 30, 40 inches long. Not very practical to put out of an in-ceiling speaker. So what we did is that we took that port and in essence, we wrapped it around the inside of an enclosure for an architectural in-ceiling type speaker. So now we have that port wrapped around the inside and it has the same effect. It forces the air through at a high velocity through a single port coming out of the back of the speaker, and then it breaks up into six smaller ports which are forced through the what we call fins, and then instead of coming out of a single port, it's ported at six different places at the top of the speaker. And it gives you bass that you will not believe out of this enclosure. And I'm saying enclosure on purpose. It's not a back box. It's not removable. It's integrated with the speaker. Fully enclosed speaker, no air leakage. The only air comes out is where it's supposed to, which is out of the ports. So now you get this bass that literally you do have to hear to believe, because I know everybody brags about their stuff, but Sonic Vortex will give you a sound that you have never heard out of an architectural speaker with that kind of size enclosure. But here's a couple other significant advantages, especially for the Infocom channel, because we do a lot of residential work as well at Beale Street Audio.
Sure.
But this is our first show at Infocom, and we are finding that the acceptance is immediate because you can hear the sound. But in commercial applications, think about the dispersion you have to have in a commercial environment. Think about the low volumes that you want this thing to still sound full and clean. That's what you get from Sonic Vortex. Low volumes, you have great... Actually, you have more bass than you would imagine, but it's also more clarity. Off axis, if you're on a further side of the room, you still hear detail out of the sound. We have a display where we shot the speakers off the back of our booth at ISE over in Europe in January. And we had people 40, 45 feet away down this aisle that we just couldn't believe the sound they were getting out of this from that far away. Again, out of a commercial product. No knock on commercial products, speakers especially, they're not really meant to sound great.
Right.
They're meant for utilitarian purposes.
Right.
Ours do both. So that is the real main differentiator that I want to get across to everybody listening here, that the Sonic Vortex technology, which we have patented, is ours. It works. It's shipping. We're not vaporware. You know, we're a real company. We're very well funded. And we're just excited to be here at Infocom for the first time.
Would you say that Sonic Vortex is game-changing or disruptive?
It's both.
It's both.
And here's why. It's game-changing because nobody else has it. And it's not, listen, it's not smoke and mirrors. It's not vaporware. It's not marketing. It's a true technology that has a tangible difference. You hear it immediately. It's disruptive because our competitors, frankly, are not going to be able to perform like we do with the price points that we're at, because we're not this astronomically priced product. We're comparatively priced with other products in our category with, like, you know, drivers and things like that. So we have a little bit of both going on.
And I believe if you want to check them out on their website, it's getbeale.com. Is that correct?
It's getbeale, and Beale is spelled B-E-A-L-E. And our tagline is actually get real with an E, get Beale.
I was so close.
We have some fun.
Mark, thank you for your time. Everyone, go over to the website. Or if you're here at Infocom, come down to the booth. You can't miss them.
107.
Everyone, this has been an AV Insider show at Infocom.